Track 5, Maintaining the Vital Cog in the Wheel. On the last track, we discussed the benefit that the relationship-building skills of the amiable can bring to creating a team atmosphere in your facility. On this track, we will examine the strengths and weaknesses of the fourth and final communication or thinking style, that of the analytical. So, if you haven't found yourself yet, perhaps you are an analytical. Many staff members describe the analytical style with expressions like, "She doesn't react. She thinks before she does something. So professional, so insightful. Her questions really get you to think." And, "She takes you one step at a time." Generally, the analytical is the mildest of the four teamwork styles. They are neither very assertive nor very emotionally responsive. Let's look at six strengths of an analytical. First, the analytical will access their memory database, so to speak, before coming to a decision. Does this sound like you or another staff member in your facility? Often, this type of thinking style utilizes past experience and memory more than any of the other three styles, the driver, amiable, or expressive. Second, after assessing a situation, the analytical uses both sides of his or her brain to give balance to his or her thinking. Their strength lies in the ability to assess first before becoming emotional or generalizing that if the idea works in one area, it will work in another area. A third strength of analytical type thinkers is that in new situations, analyticals will rarely make hasty decisions. Unlike the expressive or the driver who make decisions quickly, analyticals prefer not to be spontaneous, but to weigh a situation carefully. A fourth strength, in addition to utilizing past experiences, assessing the situation, and not making overly hasty decisions, analyticals are the great puzzle assemblers. They take what they know of the world and apply it to everyday life. Can you see how, in the area of assessment of resident goals and care planning, an analytical is an invaluable team member? If you are now grasping the concept of the characteristics of an analytical, you, like I, have probably found that analyticals come in many different varieties. Hence, analyticals are difficult to spot. Many times, analyticals miscategorize themselves because some of their traits overlap with those found for the driver, amiable, and expressive. A fifth strength is, analyticals are also experienced organizers, assembling the facts and ideas into a sequence that can be understood by all. And lastly, analyticals love data and acquiring the data necessary to make the right decisions. They may be considered the computer or documentation guru on your facility. Is your MDS coordinator or office manager an analytical? As the title of this track indicates, they may be considered that vital cog in the wheel that keeps everything running. Unlike the other communication types, they make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. When you hear the musical tone, think of an analytical in your facility. Is it you? Think. Do you or the other staff members reference past experiences to make decisions? Carefully assess situations? Not make hasty decisions? Enjoy analyzing all the pieces in the puzzle of a problem, and love organizing and assembling facts and ideas in sequence? As with the driver, amiable, and expressive, the analytical thinking style has its shortcomings or weaknesses. For instance, the analytical is always combating the chaotic world around them. Control, for them, may feel like it is always slipping away. Once one part of an analytical's life has been routinely established, another slips and causes the analytical distress. Second, focus on priority tasks is not an attribute of the analytical. Because they have a strong drive to cover all bases and organize everything, they tend to be the multitaskers, which is admirable. However, analyticals tackle priorities equally, making lists and leaving nothing off. The weakness of the analytical is, even though they can multitask, oftentimes, they become so bogged down in the details, they lose perspective on other priorities and spend a lot of time working on task A, when task B is by far the greater importance at the time. So, even though they have worked very diligently, they may be working on the wrong task, which can be frustrating to a driver who may be their supervisor. Also, analyticals have difficulty creating multiple answers to a problem. Analyticals can think of options, but under close scrutiny, the many differing options they have suggested are actually just alternative steps or activities, and are not truly creative options that require out-of-the-box thinking. Analyticals usually need to gather others' ideas and information before feeling that they can come to an informed decision. Fourth, analyticals generally don't show much feeling. The devastating effect this can have on a team is because of an extreme analytical's lack of emotion, other staff members in the facility may interpret this as being the staff member's lack of caring. The analytical may be defined as being cold and unempathic. Extreme analyticals also tend to prefer to be alone and separate themselves from their coworkers and their department in the facility. And finally, even though analyticals are punctual for meetings, they tend to be late for deadlines because they have a perfectionist streak about them. On this track, we discuss the strengths and weaknesses of the analytical thinking style. On the next track, we will examine how each of the styles handle the stress they are given in the facility, or what we'll call overload behavior. Overload behavior may include attacking, domineering behavior, compliance, and avoidance.